Hello everyone. So can we? Invite ourselves to connect with our deeper self. To recognize our sameness, our oneness, and our formless reality. Before we define ourselves in any way, we are the same reality. The same awareness. So rather than looking outwards, turn your attention inwardly. And notice the silent, still, formless presence before any image appears. So we don't need the past in order to be. I knows itself. Not as a person, not as an entity traveling in time and space, but as the still aware presence. peace and love is our essential nature. Free. There is no need to know yourself as a man, a woman, a Christian, a Muslim. All that belongs to the teeny mind. Which is an ongoing activity of thoughts. You are the receiving element. The reality of all perceptions. There is only one reality. There are no distinctions between your essence and the essence of anybody else. It is one essence. You try to solve your problems. You overlook that you are the problem. This imaginary you, which you believe you are, this belief is the problem. Beliefs that we have about ourselves, about others. They are the root cause of ignorance and unhappiness in the world, within yourself. It's very simple. Do not add on any descriptive aspect to awareness. Do not define yourself in any way. We often define ourselves by feelings and thoughts and beliefs. I feel like this, I feel like that. When in fact, you're simply perceiving a sensation which you unnecessarily identify with. But in the absence of any identification, all is well. You are home. requires no effort. Simply not to engage in the me narrative, me and him and her, us versus them, my tribe versus your tribe. It's foolishness. We breathe the same air. We share the same consciousness. We communicate with each other. We understand each other. There is no need to divide. Division starts with yourself. I am this and not that. This illusory division, mind division that is not based on reality, is not based on experience. Because your experience is clear. There is nothing which is not I. I am. There is no doubt about I am. Whatever I is, it is. We are all the same isness, the same beingness. Separating ourselves. From each other and from ourselves. Because the other is yourself. There is no other, it's yourself. You divide yourself into me and the other. Painful inner division. You divide yourself from the universe, from the cosmos. Painful division. It leads you to fear and worry. Concern about death. While death is division itself. In the absence of a division, what is it that is born and dies? There is no such thing. It's only mind activity that identifies you, you meaning consciousness, awareness, the reality which hears these words. The only mind which identifies you, you play the game of identification. As I am this person, this good person, this bad person, this wonderful person, this great person, all sorts of gibberish that has no meaning, no significance whatsoever. Because the ground of being is undivided, it's seamless. And you, whatever it is that you use these words, are that ground of being. Not some passing organism, a Darwinian organism. You could label the body as some Darwinian organism if you like. A label, a concept, a theory, a notion. It has nothing to do with you. You, this invisible, aware presence. So what do we do? Can we be not knowing? There is no division in not knowing, being, not knowing, undefined. That is your true self.